751. And I am joined on the line by State Senator-elect Ryan Fazio of Greenwich. He was the winner of the three-way special election on Tuesday night. And Ryan, good morning. Welcome. And first of all, congratulations on your victory.
Good morning, Tony. Thanks a lot for having me, and thanks a lot for the congratulations.
All right. Well, first of all, tell us kind of your thoughts about winning the election and your priorities as the state's senator moving forward.
Well, first of all, I'm very thankful to the voters of Greenwich, Stamford, and New Canaan for putting their trust in me. I'm going to work very hard over the next 2 years in order to justify it, both to those who voted for me and those who didn't. I think this was a very important race that people across Connecticut were watching as to whether the Democrats in the state Senate would earn a supermajority, a veto-proof supermajority, and push policies further to the left, or whether the voters would send a message that it's time for a change and that we have to come together towards the middle, more pragmatic and common sense policies. And that's the verdict that voters delivered. So I think that was the theme of the race.
All right. So you've talked about some of your committee assignments that you're looking for, that kind of thing. So what are some of the things that you'll be focusing in on as a state senator?
Oh, I mean, the range was going to obviously be very broad. And my priority will be to represent the interests of the district. The priorities I ran on, I think, are reflective of a lot of the priorities of voters in the district and actually state to the state generally, which is first the state economy, which has been poor for a long time, but and currently we have tied for the highest unemployment rate in the country. So we have to create jobs for working class people, middle class people in particular, lower the cost of living, lower taxes. So that's first. And I think second, we also have to keep people safe. The crime rate in Connecticut has been going up substantially. Car thefts rose by over 40% in 2020 and homicides by 30%. So I think we need changes to our criminal justice laws and we need support for local police in order to reduce crime and keep people safe. And I think we need to protect some basic Connecticut values like local control and home rule. So those are the priorities I ran on, and I think they reflect the priorities of the district too. So those are interests that I would want to work on in Hartford.
How much of a challenge will it be as a representative or representing the district as a senator in the minority?
It'll certainly be a challenge. But you know, I grew up in Connecticut, and I always surrounded myself and continue to surround myself with people who don't agree with my politics. And so I'm ready and willing to work together with people across the aisle whom I don't always agree with and who won't always agree with me, and try to find common ground. I think that's what life's about in many regards. So I think there are areas where we can come together and find solutions, and they're not going to be perfect ones because of the balance of power in the state government. But I think on things from health care to labor regulations to crime and criminal justice, that there are marginal but important changes to laws and statutes that can be made that can be agreeable to both sides that are very important also to the general public.
All right, from a process standpoint, when do you take office? When do you head up to Hartford, et cetera, get sworn in, all that?
Most likely next week, but it hasn't been set with the Secretary of State yet. I'll be ready to hit the ground running. I'm very excited to do the job and very honored to.
And will you remain with the representative town meeting?
I will finish my term, certainly, at the end of the year. I probably will not run for re-election. I'm also on the town's energy efficiency committee, and I my term is 2 years, so I probably have a year and a half left on that, and I do plan on continuing with that capacity in town.
All right, so I mean that's part of your expertise as well. How do you work that into your role in the state Senate?
Yes, well, I spent 5 years. Doing renewable energy, mostly on the renewable fuel side, ethanol. And, you know, I think general familiarity with the energy space could be useful, especially to addressing the high electricity and energy costs in the state. So two examples are obviously Eversource and the high electricity costs. Another example is the current push to impose a new gas tax, an implicit gas tax in the form of a TCI in the state. We've seen gas prices double in the past year, which really puts a heavy burden on working class, middle class people. So I ran in opposition to a new TCI, and that's something that I'll also fight in the fall and next year in the state Senate.
All right. I don't know if you're going to answer this question, but I'll ask you anyway. Do you plan on running for re-election next year?
I haven't really thought that far ahead, but you know, the likelihood would certainly be that I do. I really think that with positive change in our state government, that the future for our district can be very bright, and that. But that at the same time, the change is not going to just occur in a year and a half. It'll take a couple of years in order to make positive reforms in our state government. So there's no reason I wouldn't.
And then finally, you mentioned working with those that disagree with you. You know, the term extreme is used in elections on both sides and so forth. So what do you say to those who disagree with you, that ran against you, or were against your thoughts and extremism, all that kind of stuff? What do you say to those people?
Yeah, I think the rhetoric in campaigns can be unfortunate, and I think the campaigning that was done against me got negative at points, and I think a little misleading. But the good news is we're past the election and campaign right now, and I think people who might be disinclined to me as a candidate might get to know me in the light of day, beyond the noise of a campaign, and hopefully we'll see that I'm committed to bringing people together and finding common ground, and that we won't always agree, but at least I will work very hard for what I think is best for the state and the district. So that's what the next year and a half is for. And hopefully past the noise of a campaign, it'll become more clear.
All right. That's Ryan Fazio, state senator-elect. And look forward to speaking to you on the third Thursday of each month at this time for a legislative update. Thanks for your time this morning.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks a lot, Tony.
And again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. State Senator-elect Ryan Fazio, WGCH 2 Center Time, 7:59.
Periods of rain, heavy at times this morning, tapering to scattered showers with an